This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our men and women truck drivers out there getting the job done. Thank you so much, especially to the tanker yankers and the suicide jockeys. What a job you've done. Now, let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And take advantage of the things we have over there. All right, joining us right now, we've got Amanda Mackey. And Amanda Mackey is an attorney and a GOP strategist. And hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you go, Joe, slow go, Joe, driving around an electric Ford F-150 yesterday, looked rather silly, but he's got big problems other than that Ford pickup truck he was driving, big problems. 37% of respondents in one of the polls done in the last 3 days says that they absolutely would support him. The rest of the people in the poll said not so much.
Well, I mean, it's natural. You have, in his first 120 days, I don't even think Republicans could have ever imagined that it could happen and unfold this quickly, that we would go from what we had under President Trump to we are going down the path of socialist nation. You have people sitting at home collecting unemployment checks and not working.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not socialism?
Yeah.
To get people to sit at home and to just collect a paycheck and not work. You now have a society of people who are beholden on politicians in the Democratic Party and Joe Biden because they're not working and they're getting a paycheck to sit at home. So you have that faction, which is crushing small businesses who can't stay open, hotels that don't have people to work in the hotels. And then you have the inflation and the talks of what happened in the 1970s. I mean, this is so, we have never gotten so quickly back to the 1970s under any administration but this one. You have prices rising. The price of chicken has gone up. The price of food has gone up almost 6%. The price of canned goods has gone up almost 5%. The price of lumber has gone up 400%.
Yep.
The price of appliances. Everything has gone up. Why? Because Joe Biden believes that printing money is the solution to every problem that's out there.
Yeah.
And they are using coronavirus as an excuse to be able to do this, to instill this fear in people's minds. And I think people are right now more fearful of Joe Biden than they are of coronavirus. And I think you see that what's happening now is Joe Biden kept getting, you know, really high regards, high numbers, approval rating on his coronavirus handling. And now you're seeing just the opposite. People are moving away because they're getting mixed signals on everything in from the administration when it comes to the handling of coronavirus. Do you wear a mask? Do you not wear a mask? Do kids go to summer camp wearing a mask? Do they not go to summer camp wearing a mask? Families and Americans have to make decisions. They have to make decisions for, you know, a month from now, from 6 weeks from now, and they can't because this administration is so scattered and all over the map. You have the CDC director saying, I'm not sending my kid to summer camp, you know, this, that, and the other. We have to wear masks. No, we don't need to wear masks. It doesn't make any sense. And this is why you have Americans saying, this administration has no idea what it's doing.
It's like the Keystone Cops, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, talk about the Keystone. Keystone XL pipeline, look what happens when we have a cyber attack.
Yep.
And then you have Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan saying, yeah, I think I might shut down another pipeline. I mean, so clueless that even a Detroit newspaper, the liberal media, said she doesn't have any clue as to what's going on in the country right now.
Well, she can't shut down the pipeline, and I told you why. It's an international contract pipeline that's done by treaty. That's how it got put in there to begin with. The Canadians know that. If she tried to do it, she'd be forced to open up the valves again because there would be a major lawsuit within minutes, because that's a big deal that controls not only a refinery but a whole bunch of storage facilities over there in Michigan.
But do you see how the Democratic Party is so intent on crushing the fossil fuel industry, just as President Trump told us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah. Fundamental transformation of America. I agree. I told everybody this is going to happen, finally. The fundamental transformation of America.
It first started with a stroke of a pen, within hours of Joe Biden being sworn in. Keystone XL pipeline, done. 11,000 jobs, done.
Yep.
Destroying our relationship with Canada.
All right.
You have Gretchen Whitmer in the middle of this.
Hold that thought, because you're going to get cut off right there. And I got to tell you that I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
You betcha.
Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Kyle. You betcha. And by the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from all over the Panhandle, South Georgia, all across Florida, Tampa Bay, the Northeast, the Midwest, and even as far away as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. It all starts with the Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They've got over 800 vehicles there right now. Clean trade-ins? Got them. By the way, want to sell your vehicle? You might be surprised what it's worth right now because used vehicles have gone up, especially those in good condition. You might be able to sell it, get more money than you thought, have enough money to have extra money in your pocket, and get yourself a brand new ride. So, check them out. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And remember, they're the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals on their vehicles. Now, the Rogue is something else you got to test drive because it's the hottest SUV in the market right now. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the Captain sent you. That's going to save you a boatload of money, too. All right, back to Amanda Mackey. And Amanda Mackey, of course, is a lawyer and a Republican strategist. And thank you for being on the program, Amanda.
Glad to be on.
All right. We've got Mary with a question for you. Mary, go ahead with your question.
Good morning, Ms. Mackey. I see you on Newsmax, and also I watch Real America's Voice on the computer, and I watched Right Side Buttcasting with all of the hearings that Rudy Giuliani and all of those people did right in November and December, and they were wonderful. If they hadn't laid that groundwork, we would be in a lot of trouble right now with Arizona. But yesterday they said they were having trouble with Pennsylvania with the voting, and it just happened to be only trouble with Republican ballots. Is anybody going to look at that in other states and really take a look at that? Because it affects the whole state.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Mary. Go ahead, Amanda.
Thanks, Mary. So what Mary's referring to is that some voting machines in Fayette County, Pennsylvania, they were rejecting ballots, and then they found out that it was actually only Republican ballots that were being impacted. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, Pennsylvania was the state that you had judges that made a unilateral decision, unelected judges, by the way, made a unilateral decision to allow the ballots to come in until Friday. They did not care whether or not they were postmarked by Friday. That means you could just drop it off by Friday. And that is in violation of federal law that has been on the books since 1886, I believe, that says the elections will be held the first Tuesday after the first Monday in the month of November. So basically what you're seeing now is that in Pennsylvania, in New Hampshire, and in Maricopa County, Arizona, we are actually seeing exactly what Republicans and President Trump talked about with what happened in November, that there were discrepancies with these ballots. And isn't it incredible? It's so audacious that this would only impact Republican ballots. Now, this is about local races that are being held today in Pennsylvania, and it's the audit in Maricopa County. It's, like I said, in New Hampshire, they have holds in ballots that could have been the source of discrepancies, they're now saying, in 2020. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to hear more and more about what happened in 2020, and we're going to find out that President Trump was correct in his assessment. But, you know, here's the thing. A CNN poll conducted in January, 75% of Republicans, 40% of independents believe these elections were not free and fair.
Mm-hmm.
And you have these things continuing to happen, which, you know what it does? It further erodes people's confidence in the greatest country in the world's ability to conduct a damn election. Mm-hmm. This isn't that hard. We put a man on the moon, and we can't figure out our elections in this country. It's pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got a question for you. Don't you think that some of this was done to try to get some voter apathy in the mix so that they wouldn't turn out to vote in droves like they did the last time around in the next election, saying that, well, my vote's not going to count because they screwed around with it?
Well, it certainly did taint the water because, for example, in the state of Georgia, you had 500,000 Republicans who voted in November not show up to vote in the runoff in January.
Mm-hmm.
That cost us the United States Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine how different the world would be today had Raphael Warnock and Jonathan Ossoff, the two Georgia liberal progressive Democrat senators, not be serving in the Senate right now.
Mm-hmm.
The world would be a different place.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be talking about filibuster, D.C. statehood, packing the court, H.R. 1, this ridiculous voting law that wants to ban voter ID. I mean, I got asked for my ID just to use my credit card at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a problem presenting that. Why is it that it is so nefarious? Why is it that it's so offensive to Democrats that we ask for an ID to be able to make sure to, you know, ensure the integrity of one citizen, one vote?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of, you know, my parents, when we immigrated to this country, we waited our turn. We waited our turn to become citizens. And when they did, they then had the right to vote. Before that, they couldn't. It is something that is very sacred, and it must be held sacred because you're going to have an erosion of confidence among the American people, which is in essence what's happening. And the Democrats, who are so good at voter fraud. They're so good at gaming the system, and we're the ones that are polite. We're the ones that sit back and want to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't sit back anymore, folks. We can't. They're going to take everything away from us if the filibuster goes through. If they can do away with the filibuster, it is the end of the Republican Party. There will be no Republican Party if they are able to end the filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, they don't even have to work with the Joe Manchins and Kyrsten Sinemas of the world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just ignore them. And they'll be able to get across the finish line, D.C. statehood, giving us two of the most liberal, promise you, two of the most liberal United States senators we've ever seen in the country out of D.C. They'll get that. They'll pack the court with four more justices mm-hmm. that will all be liberal and progressive.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I've been telling everybody, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that this is a year, 2021, where they have a lot of minor elections coming out. They got some, all the local elections are there for the most part, county, city, some state.
Mayoral.
Hmm?
Mayoral, some state.
Right, right. Right, and people need to get involved, and they need to really get out there and get the people involved, the candidates out there that can make a difference, because it all starts local.
Absolutely, it does. So for, you know, example, where you and I live in St. Petersburg, we have a mayoral race this year. They pulled out all the stops back in 2017. It was one of the you know, first elections after Trump had been elected, first mm-hmm. major elections, I should say. President Obama came down here to campaign for the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
and they won, and they instilled Mr. Kreisman, the mayor, who is one of the most liberal, progressive mayors I've ever heard or seen, defunding mm-hmm. the police a priority, all those things that mm-hmm. we can't stand, and most Americans can't stand. But this is what happens. This is what happens when you have the Democrats have these elections, and they know what's at stake, especially for battleground areas like Pinellas County in Florida is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have elections. We have an election in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Terry McAuliffe is running. He's the guy that was the chairman of the DNC.
He got into all kinds of trouble when he was in New York State. I could write a book about it, but go ahead.
Well, so he'll be running for governor. You know, that's a major election that we have. And, you know, a lot of people are looking at 2022 and saying, what can I do to get active? What can I do?
All right, here comes the music. It's AmandaMackey.com. That's M-A-K-K-I, Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I.com. Go there, check out everything you've got going, right?
Facebook and Twitter at Amanda Mackey. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Amanda. All right, we'll talk to you again next week. And, of course, keep watching the television. You'll see her on Newsmax, One America News, every now and then over on Fox. But she's a regular contributor over there, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New York's Attorney General has informed the Trump Organization that its investigation into the company is now a criminal probe. In a statement Tuesday night, a spokesman for AG Letitia James said the investigation was being conducted in conjunction with Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance's office. His office has been looking into allegations against the company of insurance and tax fraud. A homeless man has been identified as the suspected arsonist in the Palisades wildfire burning in the Santa Monica Mountains near Los Angeles. Ramon Santos Rodriguez is accused of starting the fire, allegedly setting the fire last Friday. The L.A. County Fire Department says the blaze is 32% contained and have lifted evacuation warnings in the area. And government entities in Texas won't be able to enforce any mask mandate. Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order Tuesday stopping local mask requirements and laying out fines for officials that try to enforce them. The governor said that Texans should decide whether to wear a mask, not their government. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, up there in Atlanta, Georgia. We appreciate him. You'll hear Armed American Radio on many of these same stations all across the country. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by somebody that's being listened to right now around the state of Florida, because we've got a number of locations where we're heard. It's Everglades Equipment Group. Now, look for the green guys. That's the ones with the John Deere tractors and all that equipment. Everglades Equipment Group, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Need a lawnmower? Got it. Need a leaf blower? Got it. Need a tractor? Got it. Need something with a bucket, a backhoe, or something like that? Got it. Want to rent heavy equipment? Got that, too. Check them out. Everglades Equipment Group, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Now, I have the pleasure right now, ladies and gentlemen, of introducing to you a friend of mine who happens to be a 24-year military veteran, retired Lieutenant Colonel, United States Army, Kevin Wright. And good morning, Kevin, and how are you today, sir?
Hey, good morning, Captain. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Now, you had the honor and distinction of serving our country, and one of the places that you wound up in was the Middle East, correct?
Three times, two-year tour as a TRADOC liaison to Israeli Defense Force, 94 to 96, then two tours to Iraq separated by 15 years, Desert Storm, and then returned to train some of the same Iraqis I had fought 15 years earlier, the year before I retired in 2006.
Now, that gives you a very strong knowledge of what's going on in the Middle East right now, to include why we're doing what we're doing there, meaning us, the United States. But let's talk about Palestine. Now, the Palestine area was largely created for a political purpose. Explain all about that, sir.
That's right. The Palestinians are those that identify, I say identify as Palestinians. It's next to impossible to draw the roots of them back to the Philistines, which, of course, is where Palestinian comes from. In fact, most of them, in fact, are Jordanians. They are Egyptians, Iranians. There are folks that are very clearly can be attributed to those Arab nations for a long time. And some of them, about the furthest you can really demonstrably show that they have a connection to the area that are the Palestinian territories, because many of them did have homes, or they had fathers, grandfathers that owned homes that left, that took up arms against Israel in 1948 in the War for Independence. That's about the most they can do. But to connect them back to the Philistines, that's impossible. Contrast that with the Israelis because of the fact that Jews, they stay connected to Maryland. Those lines go back to diaspora from the four corners of the earth can be connected in the Jewish blood. That's demonstrable. And that goes back, conveniently, when folks look at this, they'll those like Omar and others that will look at that, and they'll make the argument, and they'll say, well, we were, Palestinians were established where they're at now. They have a right to that. Well, conveniently, they go back history, and they start almost a millennia short. If you go back 500, 1,000 years earlier than what they talk about, clearly they establish and they ignore the presence of Jews in that land. And, of course, that's the reason why the United Nations came together after the war for during the War for Independence and says, yes, there should be a Jewish state established exactly where it's at today.
Now, the other thing people need to understand is that, for the most part, the Arab Muslim world, not just the fringe elements, is committed to the end of the Jewish state. And I believe I've heard the discussion several times with the expression they want to drive them into the sea.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's not just what they're thinking. That's written and spoken continually. You don't hear it often. But, yeah, I did. Of course, a lot of what my three tours to the Middle East, it actually affirmed for me, or it made more clear what I had learned in the classroom, earning my master's degree in political science, and then my concentration in international affairs at the Military Academy at West Point.
Yes.
A long time ago. But it affirmed for me what I had learned there and what I had studied and what I now teach in a classroom teaching American government and politics, which is that those things are true. But one of the things I researched is the Pew Research, a very well-respected research organization, and they spent 10 years doing research and interviewing and talking firsthand with Muslims around the world, to include Muslims in America, but everywhere. And some of the startling things that they found is that people often say, well, it's just a small fringe element of radicals that want to bring about the destruction, the end of the Jewish state and the end of Jewish people on earth. That may be true, those that are active and take up arms to do that. But beyond that, startling, almost 85 to 90% of Muslims everywhere across the world, when asked if they thought that the world would be a better place without the Jewish state, they all affirmed that, and they agreed to that.
Mm-hmm.
So where does the money come from that funds those that do take up, are active, do take up arms against the Jewish state? Well, it comes from those folks that are amenable or are sympathetic to what has now come to be known as the Palestinian cause, which really is much beyond that. It was one to prevent the Jewish state from being, and then, of course, to bring about its destruction, as you said, to drive it into the sea.
Yeah, now I'm going to skip over to the nation state. That's a term that we've heard used from time to time, especially in the Middle East and around the world, I might add. But a nation state, this case over here, is not dead. What do you mean by that, sir?
Well, a couple things. Very quickly, one thing I didn't put in my notes that's really important, and I'm sorry for the oversight. But this is something that Glenn Beck used to talk about when he was still on Fox News on the television.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought my attention to something that I kind of treated in my studies, and actually when I taught, as kind of a side note, and it's not. It's immensely important. And that was in 1917, the European powers, before the end of World War One, they signed what is called the Sykes-Picot Agreement. And that agreement was European powers, primarily Great Britain and France, came up with an agreement for how the Middle East was going to be divided.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all in straight lines on that. It had absolutely nothing to do with facts on the ground or the way that the Middle East had been for thousands and thousands of years prior to that. What it was the European powers was on the wane. America was on the rise. We were just coming into our own at that time. But the European powers wanted a cheap way to still have access to all the resources of the Middle East. And so what did they do? They divided it up and they said, okay, France, you're going to take this area, Syria, Lebanon, Great Britain, you're going to take this area, what is now Iraq. And they divided up in that way very arbitrarily, have nothing to do with facts on the ground. And they said, what we will do on the cheap, so that we don't have to invest our blood and all that, we can withdraw back here,
uh-huh,
is that they put puppet Arab rulers, took over there. And the puppet rulers were delighted to do that because they had the backing of France and Great Britain and European powers. They had their money. They had some of their equipment. And they were Arabs. So it put an Arab face on that in a way, but they were only interested in power. That's it. Uh-huh. And some of the same folks that we've talked about up until the current day are either those puppet rulers or those that took out it. In fact, mm-hmm, one of them, Saddam Hussein, and his predecessors are ones that were part of that. So that's a part of that. So we created what were not nation states. They were fictions. A nation states like America and others, we came to be a nation state in America. Yes, we moved here. We occupied. There was Native Americans, but we came that because we had a sense, just like Tocqueville talked about, of what it means to be an American. There was something that bound us.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, there is nothing that binds the Palestinians, at least to the land of the Palestinian territories.
Mm-hmm.
They are all bound to certain Arab ideals, or from whence they came, Syria, Iraq, Iran, all of those nation states. And the irony is that some of the countries that have fought the most and supplied the most, either overtly or out in the open, the wars against Israel and the, mm-hmm, current conflict going on right now with Hamas are nations, okay, like Russia, former Soviet Union, China, Iran, odd bedfellows, but they're all united in one thing.
Colonel,
but in the end, Hamas and ISIS, all they are is puppets of a real, genuine nation state, which is what Russia, China, and Iran are.
We've run out of time, Colonel. We're going to continue this conversation again next week because this is something the people need to know. And thank you so very much, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And I'll tell you more about him when we come back from the break. Thanks, Colonel.
Thank you, Captain.
All righty, there you go. And Brandon Rimes is going to be around, too, here, the consumer quarterback. Don't go anywhere. That was an informative session. Be right.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. And by the way, that number comes from terrestrial numbers and internet numbers and satellite numbers, which are all added together. And that's where we come up with that number from, and that's a legitimate number. All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and they'll do it happily. All you got to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their number again, 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or stop by the store. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, on the telephone line right now, we've got the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, from the Consumer Quarterback Show, website consumerqb.com. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
We were at lunch yesterday, and a question came up for you, and I said they'd ask me if I'd ask you the question. I said, sure, absolutely. And what people are worried about right now, a couple of different things. One of them is a stolen identity, when they steal your identity. A lot of websites, I tell people when they go on there and they want your name and your social security number and this, that, and the other, don't give it to them.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And even some practitioners, they ask for it. You don't need to give it to, you know, for example, your dentist and things of that nature. But the idea of identity theft, it's growing, it's rampant. It happens more than people think, and it's avoidable. You got to follow, be careful about these phishing schemes. You know, they call it, you know, where they're sending links over, they're clicking links that they shouldn't be clicking. That's where it leads to a lot of bad places. So you've got to be diligent when it comes to protecting your identity.
Yeah, and if you get one of those things that says, enter to win free $100,000, your name has been, or whatever, one of those things that lets you think like you've already won something, don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And you only have to pay this fee to release those funds or to pay the taxes on the money that you've won up front. Those are all scams. You got to be real careful about it. The Nigerian prince style scams. And, they can come in all forms. They can come in phone calls. They can come in emails, text messages. You got to really just kind of be diligent and start thinking a layer deeper when it comes to these types of scenarios. Another thing you can do is also sign up for removing your information for the it's IRS.gov. It's a site where you can go and get your information removed, get off the list so you don't get the junk mail.
Yeah, and see, people don't realize these government agencies, a lot of them, sell your information.
Exactly. Yeah, so the other site is called Pre-Screen Opt-Out. If you go to prescreenoptout.com, that will get you off of, they call it pre-screening, so that way you're not getting junk mail sent to your mailbox, and that's how a lot of thieves perpetrate, is they'll somehow come across your name and your address through your junk mail, and then they'll know who you are, where you live, and then they just start making up fake, you know, identities from there. They'll apply for credit cards and things of that nature. And even worse is, you know, home title theft is another big area of fraud.
I was going there next because we had a question from somebody who had their title stolen out from underneath them. But before anything was able to be done, they got a warning about it, found out about it, and they went through an attorney. But there are attorneys that specialize in this, are there not?
Yeah, there's attorneys definitely can help you with that, real estate attorneys and also title companies. And we work with one here locally in Tampa Bay, Insure Title. The owner is Kevin, and he has a home title lock type program where it's a monitoring type program. I think it's for as little as $9 a month. They do a monthly check to make sure that nobody has, tried to assume ownership of your home via some title fraud tactics that they utilize.
Yeah, because again, that seems to be becoming more of a thing out there. And the other thing is some of these sporting events. When they send you tickets or send you tickets. Sorry, they send you a link and say, click on this link. You've been selected to receive two free tickets. Blah 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 blah. I don't know of any sport teams that are giving away free tickets. Do you?
Right, exactly. And then they also have links that'll say, "Hey, I want more information about this item on Facebook or Amazon gift card, free gift card. You've been selected." All those things are scams. Don't click the link. They're going to have a backdoor to your device, and that's going to lead to problems.
Now, let's talk for a second about homes, because you're also a realtor, but this is something that's going on nationally. Used cars have gone up 10% last month. They're up again about 11% this month. They're up 21% over the course of 2 months, three tops. Houses are doing the same thing, are they not?
Yeah. Houses are, especially in certain markets, you know, the trend that we see is blue states to red, north to south, and then there's a lot of folks are even going out west too. Oddly enough, Idaho is one of the biggest recipients of transplants as far as, population migration patterns go. But yeah, so you're seeing that. Yeah, definitely there's a limited supply of inventory. We've been fighting inventory for a long time here in Tampa Bay, and it's even at the lowest numbers that we've seen. Even, $800,000 homes that I list, the next day I've got offers and multiple showings on those properties. So even at the high price points, which was a little bit rare, Captain, we're seeing a lot of activity, multiple offers, even at the high price points for our area.
And the thing of it is if you're going to buy a house, you better do it quickly because somebody will be, like, right there.
Yeah, and what you want to do is sign up and develop a relationship. For example, my wife, Lindsay, she runs our buyer side of our business. And, you know, I focus more on the listing side, working with the sellers. But if you establish a relationship with a reputable realtor, they can set up search links and different criteria. And then we know as soon as it hits the market, that's when we're going to be exactly on top of it. Plus, we get pocket listings a lot of times that will be available, that will come up, that we can show our buyers first. So there's a lot of opportunities, but it comes with establishing a relationship with a realtor.
And you need to keep it credible. Always check out the people you're dealing with, because you don't know, and there's so many different scams that are out there. You've got to really be careful.
Yeah, we had an attorney on our show yesterday, and she was explaining some of the different scams that they've seen from a legal standpoint, from the real estate side, and everything from people showing bad comps, trying to get the seller to drop their price, and then of course they've got the investor on the other side, one of their friends, and they're doing these bad deals to try to defraud people.
Okay, well, the website for you, consumerqb.com. The show is Consumer Quarterback. You can go there to find out what times you're on in different areas of the country. But basically, you're on Monday through Friday? Or Monday through Thursday?
Yeah, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday they have Bill Bunkley at the 4 o'clock drive time, 8:60 to answer.
All right, but you're on my flagship station here in Tampa, and then you have other ways to see you and hear you, because you've also got the television thing going there, too. Just go to consumerqb.com to find out more, correct?
Yes, sir. Thanks so much, Captain.
Thank you, and you have yourself a great day.
Absolutely, will do.
All
likewise.
Right. That's our friend, the Consumer Quarterback. And again, Brandon Rimes, as the Consumer Quarterback, he does a lot of good for the people, a lot of good for the people. And believe me when I tell you, it's all about we the people here in this program, all about we the people here on this program. And we get it. We got it a long time ago, because this is our program. That's what this is. This isn't a me thing, an I thing, or a my thing. This is our program, a place where you can come and you can make your case for whatever it is you want to talk about within reason. Of course, we don't use four-letter words and profanity and all that stuff here. We're trying to be respectful with everybody, because if you do, I've got a little thing called the dump button. I push it and boom, you're gone. It's like you never said a word. So that's what we do. But we, the people, is what this show is based on, has been for the 21 years that we've been on the radio, and we appreciate so much the great listeners that chime in, that opine, that tell us all the different things that are going on in the areas where they're at. Denver, we get a lot of comments from you guys up there. Atlanta, we get a lot of comments from you guys up there. All around the country, just pick a spot. Michigan, Canada up there. We hear a lot of things there, too. So I look forward to talking to you tonight, and I hope everybody has a great day. Please be careful in the south along I-10, I-20. Lots of rain, lots of flooding, especially Texas and Louisiana. All right, I'll see you tonight. God bless America. Take care and stay low.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.